Sometimes we wonder if God sees us or remembers our devotion to Him.
We'll be digging into this and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad to be with you again. Praise God. The phone lines are open and we're taking your calls live. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call to share your prayer request.
Yeah, and if this is your first time joining us, we are an interactive global community of prayer. We take live calls, connect through social media, voicemail, text, however we can connect with you. We'd like to lift your request to heaven. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. The phone lines are open now, family.
They're open now. I'm so excited. Yeah. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number, friends. And we are continuing our series for this season of Let's Pray with the prayers of the righteous. And today we're going to continue to look at King Hezekiah's prayer. But before we get into our topic and your calls, let's pray.
Dear God, we are grateful just to be together, and we're so grateful for what you do from week to week. We thank you that you do something new. You do something customized to what we need each week, and we are so grateful. Lord, we just ask that this week would be no less. Someone is watching. Someone will tune in for the first time. Someone is going through a life-altering tragedy. Someone is celebrating a great joy or victory. And we are grateful that we can be together to do it. So bless this time, we pray, and we thank you for your Spirit showing up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this is usually where we check in on each other. Mario, how's your week been? What's going on with you guys today?
Oh man, doing well. I am live from Columbus, Ohio right now in my mom's home. This is the home that I grew up in. And we're just hanging out here for the week because we're having some renovations done on our home, our new home. And so we're so grateful to God just for the opportunity to have been able to close on our home and then to have some work done on it. It is a true blessing. And so we look forward to getting back there in the DMV, the Maryland area, in the next week. But we're just, I'm grateful that God has brought us this far. How about you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm praising God because it's kind of a little dream of mine to have the work done before I move into a house. So I'm living vicariously through you guys. Some of you guys may notice that I have something green on my hand as I'm moving through. This is my good job sticker. My son gave this to me today. Gideon, mommy loves you so much. But I got a good job sticker. He knows my favorite color is green. And I said that I would wear it on the air for him. So in case you're wondering, that's what that is. I hope it's not a distraction to you. I just wanted to honor my son's request. But we've had a nice week. We've been getting a lot of things done that have been on some to-do lists for a while. So we're feeling a little bit accomplished and like we're keeping some promises we've made to ourselves. So that's always a blessing. And, you know, it's not always easy, but God is always sovereign. And so we just walk in that. Amen. I know you know exactly what I mean, Mario.
That's right. And it feels so good to get things, to check things off your list. So I'm glad that you're able to do some of that. And it's just good to be with you again, Season,
you too.
As always.
Glad we're getting this time together during the week with each other as friends and with our community as friends and family. Guys, we just want to throw our arms around you and love on you in the name of Jesus and with the love of Christ. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. I'd like to go to our segment scripture first, and that is 2 Kings Chapter 20, verse 3. This is where the prayer of King Hezekiah resides. It's verses 1 through 7. Please feel free to take a look at that. Today, our focus will be verse 3, and it says this: Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. and Hezekiah wept bitterly. This is right after what happens. Why is he weeping, Mario?
Yeah, so family, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Hezekiah. And in this particular part of the scripture, it's coming after Hezekiah receiving a word from the Lord through the prophet that he is going to die, that he is sick and that he will not recover, is what the prophet said. And last week we dealt with how Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed. And we talked about that. Sometimes you just have to turn your face to the wall and you have to talk to God and cry out. You have to drown out all distractions. Well, we find Hezekiah here now actually praying this prayer. And he's praying a prayer and he's saying, Lord, I've done everything that you asked me to do. And then it says that he wept bitterly. And family, I've just got to pause there for a second and ask the question. Do you see yourself in Hezekiah's place right now? It could be said that we are sinners and we are certainly sinners. We certainly mess up. And so I'm sure Hezekiah wasn't saying that he was perfect, but he was saying, hey, as far as what I knew in order and how to walk in relationship with you, I've done it, God. And then it says that he wept bitterly. And someone here is saying the same exact thing. I've done everything I know to do. It can translate. Maybe you tried your hardest with your child to bring them back into maybe the household of faith or help steer them from making a decision. Maybe you've tried your best to get your finances in order, but yet your car just broke down. Whatever it is, you find yourself saying, like Hezekiah, I've done everything that I know to do. And you're just at a point now where you're crying out to God. You're literally crying. If that's you, 877-7 Let's Pray. We want to be the community that lets you know that we care about you. We want to walk with you as far as you allow us in this journey. And while you're crying, we can be praying with you and for you. But if you're in that space now, or if you know someone is, please give us a call, 877-7 Let's Pray, or tell someone about Let's Pray. We want to be here for you.
We would love this program to go outward, not for our own anything, but just so that the Lord can spread his comfort throughout technology. We praise God for the opportunity to. And friends, you may have been through a season like what Mario described. Maybe you're on the other side of that. We'd love to hear from you because you might be the encouragement. Your story might be the encouragement someone else needs to hold on today. We want to praise our God for the goodness that he is and that he has done in our lives. 877-7 Let's Pray is that number to call.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have a caller in just now. Rudy, thank you so much for giving us a call. How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, how are you guys today?
We're doing well. Good to hear from you, Rudy.
But I got a praise report and a prayer. What do you want first?
All right. Let's go with the praise report.
God bless me with a girlfriend.
All right. All right. And that is awesome, Rudy. Thank you so much for just giving us an update on what's going on in your life. And for being open enough to share some of those inner parts, those intimate parts of your life. And so praise God. I pray that he will continue to lead and guide you in that area and her as well. And we're certainly going to lift you two up tonight. So what's your prayer request?
Well, we recently had a family member pass away to COVID-19. And another family that passed away from a stroke.
Wow. Wow. So sorry to hear that. COVID-19 and a stroke. How are you and the family doing? Obviously, this is not a happy time, but how are you navigating?
We're okay, Mario. Well, that's not it. I also had a cousin that got murdered recently.
So much going on. So much. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Rudy. I mean, isn't that life? There are such extreme highs and lows at times. But we're thankful for a God who provides balance and perspective. and also comfort. He rejoices with us, and he comforts us as we're mourning. So we're lifting you and your family up and praising God for your praise report tonight. Thanks so much, Rudy.
Not a problem. God bless.
All right, you too.
So sorry to hear about that. That's very sad. We're just, our hope is in Jesus. It doesn't always lift the way things feel, but it is the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Our Jesus does have the ability to lift our hearts through our struggles and our trials. And we've been keeping track with a friend of ours, Janine, in North Carolina. Welcome back to Let's Pray. Janine, may I ask, how's Sylvia doing? It's Sylvia, right?
Yes.
Yes.
She's doing pretty good.
Oh, praise God. That's really good news. So Sylvia's doing well?
Yeah.
Any other?
Yes, so far.
Okay. Any other tidbits or details that you'd like to share? And then, of course, how can we pray for you?
I don't know more information about her.
That's all right.
But I'm asking prayer for me and my mom because we both got our flu shot and our arms are, like, aching so bad that we can't do nothing.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh. I feel it in my arm. I feel bad. Oh, my goodness. So, Miss Janine, do you have anybody who's able to help you guys, or are you able to do a small amount of things and just kind of push through a little bit right now?
Yeah, I'm doing much better than yesterday.
Good.
But my mom is, like, wiped out.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear
that. Yeah, I haven't seen my mom like that.
Janine, would your mom mind if you shared just her first name with us?
No, that's fine. It's K.
K? K-A-Y or K-A-Y-E?
Yeah. No, okay. K-A-Y.
K-A-Y. Well, we're going to be lifting you, Janine, and your mom, Kay, and praising God on behalf of Sylvia. We sure hope we hear a good report when we talk to you next week, hopefully, okay?
Yeah, and also on the dentist I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing much better.
All right.
He has the neck surgery.
Right. I was going to say, can you let our community know? Because in case we have first-time viewers today in our community, they might not know what's going on with your dentist. Can you tell us?
He had the day I went in for the root canal,
mm-hmm.
the next day he was going for a neck surgery.
Okay. So... Let's pray, family. Thank you for your prayers for her dentist and his neck surgery. And he's doing okay, you're saying, right, Miss Janine?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Excellent. Praise God for your faithfulness to get back to us and let us know about these requests and what the Lord is doing. He's obviously moving. And I bet your friends are grateful to have you lifting them up, your friends and your colleagues. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon, Miss Janine. Bye. All right.
All right, Mario, Season.
You want to pray?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and pray. All right. Dear Lord, we are just bringing our family, that's what they are, our community, our family before you tonight. And we are grateful for your ear that listens and bends to our request. Lord, we just want to thank you for Rudy, who has been a long time Let's Pray family member. And we just ask God that you would continue to guide him and keep him in general, Lord. But we give you thanks because he has recently entered into a new relationship. He's had some amazing things happen in his work. And now you are introducing him to someone. And Lord, we just pray that you be with this relationship, God, that your purpose and your will would shine out through it at every step. And allow them to enjoy the journey that you've put them on together. And Lord, we also just want to lift up Rudy and his family. There are three cousins or family members that they've lost recently, one due to COVID-19, one due to being tragically murdered, and yet another who had a stroke. And so, Lord, we just want to ask that you lift up this family in a special way. They need you, God. They need comfort. They need clarity and direction. And really, Lord, if you choose not to provide that for them, they at least need you to lead and guide. And we thank you for doing just that in their lives, Lord. And we can't wait to hear how you're blessing amidst tragedy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to continue this prayer on behalf of our friend Janine in North Carolina. Lord, we praise you first and foremost that Sylvia is doing better. And Father, you know all the details. And we're thankful that you have obviously had your hand in the business of Sylvia's health and well-being. Heavenly Father, regardless of the outcome, we know that you see and you love your children in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're lifting up Janine and Kay, her mother, because of their flu shots, Lord. There is soreness in their arms. There's quite a bit of pain, and she said that Kay is just wiped out in the meantime. So, Father, I pray that whatever her body is going through right now, Lord, that you would be with her, Heavenly Father, that you would, Lord, give her a renewed bounce in her step shortly, Lord, is our request, that she would move through this stage of being tired and being wiped out feeling, Jesus, to feeling more alert and more able to engage with the world around her, and that both of their arms would feel better, Heavenly Father, very soon. And Lord, we praise you that you've been with her dentist and his neck surgery. Lord, thank you that he has made it through. Whenever we approach surgery, Jesus, we each feel a little bit differently, but a lot of times there's a sense of fear. And Lord, we just praise you for bringing him through to the other side, and we ask for his continued healing. Lord, I also would like to take a moment to pray for Eric. Lord, we didn't talk about this request, but I would like to put it into this prayer. Eric is having brain surgery on Monday morning, and Lord, this is his second surgery. He's already had one, went into rehab, is going back to the hospital. They believe that the tumor, the cancerous tumor, is regrowing, and Lord, they would like to go back in and get it again. Father, I pray that they would get it all and that he would be able to be fully healed and cancer-free in the name of Jesus. I'm not afraid to ask for those things, Lord. I cannot bend your will or force you to do anything that I'm asking, Father, but I know that, Lord, you're a God who heals, and I praise you for that, Father. And so we're asking for healing on behalf of Eric as well as Adelino in Brazil. Heavenly Father, he serves his community as a pastor, Jesus, and he is intubated as we speak in Brazil with COVID-19. And Lord, we ask that you would heal his body, that you would sustain him during this time, and that there would not be a loss of life. And we praise you for the way that you are already moving on his behalf and covering him, Lord. Thank you that he has family who loves him and are covering him as well. Please be with his family during this time. Encourage their hearts, and Father, impress upon them to pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, Susan and family, recently we began praying for a small child named Camille. The praise report received the very next day was one of improvement, and we've continued praying ever since.
We sure have. And last week I sat down with Tom, Camille's father, and despite their very busy schedule, they wanted to share their continuing story and tell us how we can press on in prayer on their behalves. Let's watch. Tom, welcome to Let's Pray. We're honored to have you here.
Thank you, Susan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'd like to dive right in, if that's okay with you. Would you mind providing our Let's Pray community, those who aren't familiar with Camille and you guys' story thus far, could you give us a little bit of background?
Sure. So Camille was born July 14th, perfectly healthy, normal pregnancy, no signs that there was anything wrong. She was born full term. While we were in the hospital, there were a few things that they noticed, but nothing terribly alarming. So for instance, a few of the doctors and nurses, not all of them, a few had noticed that she had a small heart murmur, which we were told, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. It'll probably go away. But then there were some other things that we kind of noticed looking back on it. They had difficulty in getting her pulse ox levels above 94. She breathed really heavily and really fast. She would fall asleep. It'd be difficult to wake her up. And those are all things that, I mean, we have four other children. We've been through this a few times. So they were a little unsettling to us, but we didn't think there was really anything wrong. So fast forward, we ended up taking her to Texas Children's Hospital for a follow-up on her heart, just to make sure everything was going well. And as soon as my wife walked in the door with her and they started checking her out, they knew something was very wrong. Her pulse oxygen level was down in the low 80s. Her heart rate and respiration rate were really increased. And within a very short period, they had an ambulance rush her downtown to the medical center. When we got there, they started checking her out, and immediately they were able to tell us that she was in the beginning stages of heart and respiratory failure. But we didn't know why. We weren't really sure what was going on. And initially, after some rounds of tests and stuff like that, they provided a diagnosis of alveolar capillary dysplasia. Now, I'll say right now that that's not the diagnosis they have anymore. But initially, this is what they told us was wrong with her. And they told us that it was a congenital heart, congenital lung defect with the gas exchange process in the lungs. And they said that it was a terminal illness. There was nothing really that could be done except a bilateral lung transplant, of which we were told she was not a she was not an eligible recipient of that.
Goodness. I'm going to pause for just one moment. So thus far, you start seeing signs, symptoms, you've got a great deal of concern, and then they deliver what they believe to be a terminal diagnosis. What, obviously, it's unsettling. What was your first response to this? What were you guys feeling in that moment?
It's almost hard to describe because it's something that you can't even really comprehend happening. So not even being able to comprehend how you'd prepare for that. And, you know, and immediately our thoughts sort of went to our other children. You know, how do we tell them? How do we tell family? And how do we move on from here? I think, and I don't want to completely speak for my wife, but I know whenever I had gotten to the hospital and I was able to sit with her and the doctor sat with me, my first thing was, okay, what else can this be? How can we treat it? You know, if it's something else, and how do we move on? You know, what do I have to do to get her what she needs? But then there was also that question of like, okay, if this is what we think it is, how is this going to progress? Because, you know, we were told that she may have had a few weeks, maybe a few months. So we were immediately in this mode of how do we get her home so that everyone can be around her.
So kind of a what's next, whether it is a possible, if we can make a positive turn, and if not in that harder place, what's next for that harder decision? Understood.
Right.
Okay, please carry on.
So after looking at that, so that particular disease is only identified through pathology or genetics testing. So we immediately started getting some genetics tests done. Those ultimately would show that she does not have the particular gene mutation which causes that, which immediately ruled that out. But in the meantime, what was kind of going on was all these other tests were going on. She was getting blood tests. They were conducting CT scans. And the main thing about this disease that they told us was that no matter what happened, she would not get better. But while they're doing all these tests, she's responding really well. Her heart is decreasing in size. Her lungs are responding to the treatment that they were giving her, that she was able to maintain oxygen levels on what now they termed a minimal level of treatment. To us, it seemed like a lot. You know, she was at one point, she was on a ventilator. She had, you know, multiple IVs. She had a line, an IV line going straight to her heart. So to us, it seemed like a lot. They told us it's not that much. But all of that, she was responding so well that the doctor started coming to us and saying, we're not quite sure if our initial diagnosis is right because she's not responding in a typical way.
Not responding in a typical way.
Yeah, I know that there's so much more to this story, Season, but just hearing a father recall what's going on with his daughter, you know, that just brings, it hits home a little for me, just the concern and the intensity of it. But I know that God is not finished with their story. And it's just awesome to be able to have a platform for our community to be able to talk about how God is moving, even in the midst of tough times.
Amen. My heart goes out to the family and to you as well, dear friend. You are loved and you are thought of. Friends, we will see more from Camille's father, Tom, in just a bit. But for now, let's go back over to our phones and check in with our community and, of course, lift your requests to the throne room. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have a call from Carlos calling in from New Jersey. Carlos, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Good. I called before about, I wanted to give you an update. It was about men that were abused in relationships.
Yes. Yes, I recall.
I was in contact with Season.
Okay.
It's been kind of tough. It didn't happen anytime recent, it was a while ago, but, you know, we were kind of on the verge of splitting up, but we decided to hang in there,
okay.
and try to work out on our marriage and stuff. So,
okay.
You know, thanks.
All right.
Things are going nicely in that sense.
Good. Good. Well, Carlos, if that's awesome news to hear. And my question to you is, if you're comfortable with it, if there was one thing that you needed prayer for tonight, what would it be regarding your marriage in that scenario there?
I guess a renewed love for each other, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
I guess that's the best way of putting it.
All right. Well, I will certainly lift that request up. And, you know, Carlos, I just feel led to say, I think I understand what you mean by that renewed love, those warm feelings, those warm desires for one another, as we would hope it to be in marriage. But I want to encourage you by saying tonight, Carlos, love is often a choice, and more so a choice and not a feeling. And so the fact that you two have made the decision to try to work it out is as much an expression of love as are the warm, fuzzy feelings that you once had for one another. And so whenever it gets tough, you know, revert back to the fact that you have already shown each other love by choosing each other. And by God's grace and our prayers tonight and continued prayers, some of the warm and intimate, warm fuzzies will come back as well as God continues to heal you. Thank you so much, Carlos, for giving us an update. All right.
Thank you.
And thank you for your honesty and your vulnerability to talk about it again, Carlos. It's good to hear your voice. That fondness. Yes. Amen, Mario?
Yeah.
Fondness of each other. Yes, there are specific things. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Lucy. We were sharing yesterday. There are specific things that I think maybe each marriage figures out along the way. And I'm junior compared to most people in their marriages. I'm a very short period of time compared to a lot of others. But something I've figured out is finding something to say to him to kind of draw us back into that, hey, that's right, you're my friend. That when the frustrations of life come up, amen? It's like, oh,
amen.
My friend. We start to move in our daily lives and forget that familiarity and that friendliness and that fondness at times, amen? So
amen.
Praying for you, Carlos, and for your wife. Praise God that you've chosen to walk together during this time. I'd like to go over to our friend Margaret in Arkansas. Margaret, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Just say hi to you too, that I love you very much. And this is going into 2.5 months of the open heart surgery.
Yes.
And, you know, I had a little complication with the infection.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm calling for y'all to continue to pray for me and my children, which I haven't saw because of the COVID. So my husband and I have been going it alone. But they took the vacuum pack off today. And my prayer is that you all pray that I won't get any more infection and that it will heal good. And just keep me in your prayers.
Amen. You've got it. No more infection, that it heals good, and that the Lord allows you to see your children sometime soon. My goodness.
Right. Amen.
My goodness. If somebody tried to tell me I couldn't see my little man, right. There might be a fight going on right there.
And you know how we grandmothers and my grandchildren and my children have folks. I have 4 kids and 6 grandchildren.
Oh, praise God.
And I haven't saw them because of the COVID.
Grammy, Margaret, that's terrible. Sincerely, I'm so sorry. But you know what? We know that God is sovereign. He's got a plan. Even when we can't see it, He's got a plan. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. It's good to hear your voice, Miss Margaret. We are definitely going to be lifting you up in just a moment.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we have our brother Wilbert online. Wilbert, it's always good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you tonight?
Well, I just want the Lord just continue to help us all to stay connected with Him. And I would like to have His character. And I want to continue to pray for David. He's doing good. He's everything. Last week he had a little pneumonia and all his tests come back negative, good. They COVID and everything, so everything's good. And let's continue to pray for him. And my sister, her little foot's doing a little better. And just continue to pray for her. And just continue to pray for all the kids in the school. Just everyone that the Lord would be with them in this pandemic.
Sure will, Wilbert, and I love your request to just be able to reflect the character of Christ. That resonates with me. And we're certainly going to lift you up and your prayer request. And it's good to hear that David is doing better and that his test came back negative. That is a true blessing. So we're rejoicing with him tonight, and we'll keep him in prayer. Thanks so much, Wilbert.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, before we stop for a time of prayer together, we're going to go to John in Mississippi. John, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Yes, I just pray for me and my family. We're going through some changes right now, and I would love to have you to pray for us.
We would be honored to, John. Thank you for trusting us with your prayer request and ultimately trusting the Lord. And it really is His doing and His work. Amen, John?
Amen.
So we're going to be lifting you and your family in the name of Jesus. Anything particular, or should we just cover you in general?
Just in general, just the wife and the family, going through some changes. With me, it's some physical problem, but I'm getting better now.
Praising Jesus for that. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's a relief to hear. So transition is sometimes it's very strange to go through. It's very destabilizing at times, and sometimes it can be exciting. So we're just going to pray that the Lord brings you through and gives you guys the fortitude until that time. Amen.
Amen.
John. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll pray for you here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, family. Mario, do you mind if I start this time? Be good?
Be my guest.
I'll pray for Margaret and John. Why don't we go ahead and bow our heads, family? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up Margaret. Heavenly Father, we praise you that she made it through her heart surgery. We praise you one more time for that, Lord. I know we've thanked you before, but Jesus, you are worthy to be praised at all times. And we thank you, Father, for her life. Lord, we ask that there would continue to be no infection, that the infection is completed and cleared, and nothing else would return, that no infection would return, Heavenly Father, and that you would continue to sustain her and keep her well and healthy in the name of Jesus. Father, she would like to see her children, and I'm sure her husband would too, Lord, and her grandbabies. Heavenly Father, Lord, the love of a grandmother and a mother, Jesus, is irreplaceable at times, wherever it comes from, whether it's a biological mother, a spiritual mother, your grandmother who's raised you, whoever it is, Jesus, that love, that mothering, Heavenly Father, is also part of your character. And so, Father, we thank you for that in her. And Lord, we ask that you would be with her and her husband during this time. Strengthen them, encourage them, and we pray that you would make it possible to see their children and grandchildren soon. Also lifting up John, Heavenly Father, he indicated that his family is going through some changes. for himself. There are some physical things going on, and he's feeling better. And we praise you, Lord, that you make a way where there seems to be no way sometimes, Lord, where transition and change happens. We don't always see the outcome, Lord. We don't always see how you're working on our behalf, Heavenly Father, but we believe, Jesus. Help our unbelief, Heavenly Father. Please carry them through, as uncomfortable as transition and change can be. Heavenly Father, we know that you have a purpose and a plan for them. And Lord, we pray for their salvation. If there's anyone in their family who does not know you, Jesus, or is having a hard time during this time, Lord, we pray for your comfort and your presence, Lord, and that you would draw them to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
And Lord, we continue, and we are just so grateful to have been able to hear from Carlos after quite a while, and just the testimony that you are working his marriage out. And Lord, I just want to take time to honor you through him, for him being transparent about some of the issues of abuse that men face in relationships, and his honesty and his openness. Lord, I pray that transparency will be liberation to some other men who may be listening, who are going through or have been through similar circumstances, and now to know, God, that you have helped keep their marriage together. They've chosen to choose each other, and they're working on it. And Carlos' request is just for renewed love. And Lord, you know what that means for their relationship. And we ask, Lord, that you would finish the work that you started in them. That work began at the altar. It really began before they even knew each other. But as they got to know each other and they matriculated through life, they found themselves at the altar. And now they find themselves some years later fighting for their marriage. But it is not uncommon down here. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would give them the tools to fight fair, and that they would, as Season said, realize that they're on the same team. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer. And we can't wait to hear from Carlos on how you're blessing. And then finally, last but not least, Lord, we just ask that you be with Wilbert. He is always wanting to stay close to you. He wants your character replicated in his life. And Lord, he's praying consistently for David and for others. He said for children and parents across the world navigating through COVID. But we thank you for what you've done for David, God, that all of his tests came back negative. And may his testimony be a glimmer of hope for someone else who's awaiting results. And maybe for someone whose test did not come back, they came back positive. May this also be a sign, Lord, that if you would be with David, then you would be with them in the midst of their circumstances, Lord. And so thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name, for hearing this prayer, these prayers, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, family, if you're just joining us, we heard from Tom, baby Camille's father, who updated us, on his daughter's progress.
Let's pray, friends. If you'd like to catch the first portion of the interview, you can always catch it on hopetv.org. It's the website, or on our Facebook page at Let's Pray Live. But let's see what happens next. If we can pivot just momentarily here.
Sure.
What is your community doing at this time? What is your church family? What are your friends? What's going on as a form of support around you guys?
So the support we have had just even locally has really been fantastic. We immediately had a lot of friends kind of step up. They provided meals. They offered to watch our kids if we needed them. They've had a lawn service come by and mow our lawn, so we didn't have to worry about it.
All the things we provided, don't think about, yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah, especially with coronavirus and everything like that, they're only allowing one parent in the ICU at a time. So for the last 6 weeks, Julian and I have literally done a hot swap on the street, you know, where I pull up and I get out and she gets in and vice versa. And that's every couple of days. So I think, you know, over the last almost 6 weeks, we've seen each other been together for a total of maybe 5 minutes.
I'm so sorry. That's got to be
really fast. because we're not allowed to be there at the same time, not in the room at the same time, at least.
That's hard, especially during a time where you need each other's support so much. But during this time, you guys have had an increase in prayer activity. I know that we've been praying for you guys, and I know from seeing the posts that your family's been putting up that you have a community of people who are pulling for you guys spiritually as well as the everyday needs. Do you feel like that's had an impact on this little bit of progress thus far in your story?
I think it's had an amazing impact, and I think, you know, whatever Jolene and my level of faith was before this was blown out of the water now.
Amen.
So we moved down here, and we joined a church, and we thought it's by Texas standards, it's a small church. By East Coast standards, it's a giant church.
Okay.
But immediately, you know, our church community started reaching out and praying, and we had, you know, a Zoom call with different Bible groups that we belong to, and they've all been praying, and they've set other things up. And I'll tell you, Season, it was amazing the level of support that we got from the community in faith. And we attend the Faith Bible Church in here in Houston,
right.
And immediately all of them started praying, and we saw almost an immediate effect. You know, we immediately started asking for prayer, and immediately things started changing in her diagnosis.
Prayer changes things. Oh, even if it's just us, but praise God, the circumstances around Camille were changing. So Tom, if we pivot back to what's going on with Camille, where is she now? What are you guys seeing at this present time with what's going on?
Yeah, so right now things are, they've eliminated what they say, all of the scary options.
yes, so, take that, right?
Yeah. They are not quite sure what happened, and they're not quite sure why it happened yet. There's still a lot of testing going on. She actually has another scope planned for tomorrow morning.
Okay.
To go in to her esophagus and her airway to kind of make a few changes and take a look at some things and see what her physiology is.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they're going to do a heart catheterization. She has a few other small defects in her heart, which aren't a big concern, but she's already there, and they already have, you know, her health in mind, so might as well fix these things while she's there, because it might also help her.
Right.
But she is, she got off the ventilator, oh my goodness, maybe like 2.5 weeks ago, and she has been on and off of oxygen support for a little while. She just started taking bottle feeds within the last couple days. She had been taking all of her nutrition through a feeding tube that was in her nose. So she just started doing that.
Great progress. Great progress.
Absolutely. She's doing, I hate to say that she's doing really well, but in terms of where we were, yeah, it's incredible to see. She's a normal baby. You wouldn't know that anything was wrong with her just looking at her.
This is a miracle, in my opinion. It's nothing short of a miracle. And I got to tell you, I love it when my Jesus baffles the doctors. We love our doctors and nurses. We thank God for their tender care and their proficiency, right? But when he,
yes,
gets to baffle the smart ones, it's just, there's nothing like it. Our God is amazing. Amen.
Amen. And they have not,
go ahead.
They have not used the word miraculous, but you can tell that they're sort of perplexed. They even said that they did not think that this is where we would be right now. And the idea that it's not just one, right? It's not just one doctor. I mean, there is an entire team of doctors at this hospital that's one of the best children's hospitals in the world that are really, you know, perplexed as to how we got here today.
That's the right kind of confusion in my book, the right kind of confusion. Amen. Tom, as we finish up here, is there anything, two things, how can we continue to pray for you guys as a family? And how have Camille's siblings been doing through all of this?
Those two questions actually kind of go hand in hand. Certainly praying for our other children. We have two really little ones that are 2 and almost 4, and they don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But my boys, the older ones, they're 9 and 7, and this has hit them pretty hard, and they'll ask several times, like, when are we going to see Camille? When are we going to see Camille? Can we go to the hospital to see Camille? And no, you can't. And I don't know when she's going to be home. But so continue to pray for them to have the strength to get through this. And certainly pray for Camille. She's still in intensive care. She's in the transitional intensive care right now. So she's not considered critical anymore, but there's still a lot of tests that are going on. And we just pray that continued, you know, this is a day by day kind of a thing. And that's one of the things that's been most difficult for anybody that hasn't been through something like this to understand that, like, you could ask me at any moment, you know, how's Camille doing? Well, right now she's fine. In 5 minutes, she might not be fine. Or, you know, yesterday was kind of bad, but today's okay. And the way I kind of describe it to other people is it's 2 steps forward, 1/2 step back. And a lot of times I like to just think of it as 1.5 steps forward. Think about those little issues that we have, because they're every day. And sometimes we're there and it's, you know, minute by minute, hour by hour, just trying to get through it. Well, so continued prayers for her recovery, and so that we can bring her home soon.
Amen. And let's pray, family. I just want to let you know, we saw an update from Tom and Jalene today. They took baby Camille home today, friends. Today.
Amen.
Praise
Amen. The Lord.
Mario, would you mind praying for Tom and Jalene and Camille and her siblings?
Sure. I just want to say, Tom, Jalene, I didn't get to sit in with you, Tom, on that interview, but just hearing what God is doing, my sincere joy is hopefully communicated to you all for what God is doing and how he's moving in Camille's life. And it is an honor to be able to pray with you and for you at this time. Amen. Let's pray, family. Dear God, thank you so much for just hearing a story of how you are moving in this family's life. Like I said earlier, the intensity and the ability to be able to communicate what's going on with their daughter through Tom's account just reminds me so much of how much parents love their children. But it also reminds me how much you love your children, which is all of us, God. And so, Lord, we just want to celebrate the fact that today Camille was taken out of the ICU, that my prayer request for this family is not so much that the children can see their sibling, their little sibling Camille, but that it is a praise that they are able to see Camille and that she is at home and stable with their family, with her family. And so, Lord, we give you glory. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to cover Tom and Jalene as they navigate through this. I can only imagine how tired they've been, frustrated at times, but now even as happy as they are, we know that there's so much to catch up on, so much work to do, new normals to establish. And we ask, God, that you would lead and guide them and that you would touch Camille in the name of Jesus right now, and that you would preserve every organ, every function in her body, that her lungs and every aspect of her body and her mind, Lord, and that you would keep her and that she will grow up and be able to testify about how there is a calling on her life and she empowers others to know that there's a calling on their life as well. Thank you so much, God, for this story. And may it be a comfort. may it be an encouragement to someone else who's going through something similar or going through something that they feel is impossible. As they weep, like Hezekiah wept, we pray, Lord, that you would intercede and answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, Mario. I'm sure it was a blessing to their family. And we just praise God for the good news and ask that the Lord would continue to bless and keep her and the rest of her family in the name of Jesus. Friends, we have a vibrant social media community. It's my favorite word to use to describe you guys, so I'm just going to stick with it. Vibrant. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. You might be some of you watching us on Facebook right now on Facebook Live. And so, friends, we want to say hi to Miss Cheryl watching from Canada again. Cheryl, hi, how are you doing? Ruth, good evening to you. Olive says, hello, Let's Pray family. Geneva says, I'm from St. Lucia. Albertina says good night from Jamaica. Katricia says good evening, blessings to all. Erica, good night to all. Olive is saying God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the Let's Pray family. We're grateful for you, Olive. Emmy says, watching on Hope TV. Praise God. And then we've got our friend Kizana. She says, Jesus, Jesus. You know, there is nothing like the name of Jesus. He is the name above all names. And glory be to our God. Ela says, good night. God bless you all. I want you to know Bonnie, Love, Ruth, Regine Gideon, Lyra, Jacqueline, Melva, Claudia, Janine, Nathalie. Good to hear from you, Nathalie. Nathalie watches from Connecticut. Geneva, Karen, Linda, Cassandra, and Melva. Praise God for each of you. I know there are so many more requests on our Facebook feed as well right now. I want you to know that we see these and we're going to be praying over all of these social media requests momentarily. Mario, would you mind lifting up the folks that are saying hello and that are telling us where they're watching from, and just praise God for the global aspect of this community, and then I will cover the requests that have come through that I have here that I'm tracking with. Would that be all right?
Certainly. All right. Let's pray. Dear God, we have so much of our family that tunes in through the various mediums, and especially our Facebook Live family, Lord. And we just want to lift them up. I'm going to do it in general, Lord, but you are so specific about how you attend to our needs and how your ear turns to our prayer. And we're just so grateful. Lord, there are so many individuals around the world dealing with various issues. There are so many natural, which at this point are unnatural disasters. There are so many individuals and families affected by COVID in terms of social, economically, as well as physically. There are just a number of, it seems like, plagues hitting the earth. Lord, and we just ask God that you would cover our families, that you would guard our hearts and minds. We can't control the weather. We can't control what happens to us. We can give our best efforts. In fact, once again, I hear Hezekiah saying, I did everything that I could. I did everything I know to do. And someone is saying that right now. And we just ask God that they would hear or feel or see the response from you saying, as they weep over their circumstance, like Hezekiah did, Lord, that they would see or hear, feel you answer their prayer, or let them know that you're working it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, God, for being with us and for guiding us and being there for us. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to just tarry in this place of prayer for another moment on behalf of Bonnie and her grandson, Patrick, and Heavenly Father, for the affected by the storm, Heavenly Father, for Eric out of Ruth's request, Regine from Massachusetts and her request, Heavenly Father, all of these names that we have gone over, Lord, you know every request that they have. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God who is moving on behalf of this community, Jesus. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be in community, not just with each other, but with you. Father, I pray for you to intervene, whether it be finances, schooling, Heavenly Father, health, relationships, comfort, silent needs, Father, things that we won't even utter out loud. Heavenly Father, I just pray that your love would reign supreme in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus, and that it would have a powerful impact. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would fill us, would guide us, would teach us and would comfort us in the name of Jesus, our holy, holy Savior God. Thank you, Father, for being our one true creator. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Friends,
amen.
Each program, we'd like to leave you with a word of encouragement. And today's promise of the day is out of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And actually, I apologize, I think that we have a different one. It is Psalm 115, verse 12. And the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel, and he will bless the house of Aaron. So that is Psalm 115, verse 12, family. I apologize for the mistake, but we've got it. Psalm 115, verse 12. Take a look at it through the week and pray through that in the name of Jesus. And the Lord is just going to continue to restore his promises and his love and life in you.
That's right, family. I love that text season. It starts out by saying the Lord is mindful of us. Mm-hmm. And some of us, so many of us feel forgotten. So many of us feel like our prayers are unheard. So many feel like they have no community. They have no help. But the Bible says through the psalmist that the Lord is mindful of us. He has his mind on you. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what circumstance you're in, and he knows exactly what he's going to do about it. And so just know and be encouraged tonight that the Lord is mindful of you. He's got you on his heart. He's got you on his mind. Don't give up. Take it to him and watch him work it out. Amen.
Take it to him and watch him work it out in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Guys, oh, mindful. The yeah. very first scripture we worked with, which was about Hezekiah, and he's saying, Lord, mm-hmm. you know, remember the things I've done. But then yes. he says he wept bitterly. And in yeah. that place of weeping bitterly, it's so good to know, like you said, that word mindful, that he is mindful of us. And like you said, Mario, that we're not forgotten. So praise God. Thank you for saying that. That's an encouragement.
Amen. Amen.
Would you mind closing us in prayer today, sir?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear God, we are encouraged that you are mindful, and we love our community. And I know we didn't get to everyone today, but we just pray that that they would be encouraged to know that though we couldn't get to them, each and every one, you are mindful of them. So, Lord, encourage them with that and bless us and keep us until we meet each other again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are so glad that you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we continue looking at King Hezekiah's prayer through the series, The Prayers of the Righteous.
Amen. And you can find us during the week on Facebook, Twitter, and IG or Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, we go live each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget that prayer partners are standing by until 12 p.m. Eastern Time for your prayers and needs. And family, remember that Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone.